Today we are doing some purgatory vlogging because I wanted to do things a little bit different today. So, devotion to the souls in purgatory is the single greatest devotion that we can have. It is far superior to any other devotion. Let me explain why. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, first of all, when you think of every other devotion, devotion to the Eucharist, devotion to the Stations of the Cross, to Jesus, to the Blessed Mother, to the saints, to the angels, to your guardian angel, it doesn't matter which one you pick. At the end of the day, we're not doing it to help them. You don't help Jesus or Mary or the angels or the saints through those prayers. It's about helping you. So at the end of the day, those devotions help you, and they're, in that sense, possibly self-centered. Rather, when we have devotion to the souls in purgatory, it's the only devotion in which the object that we're praying for or to, or however you want to think of it, is it's helping those people. It's of benefit to someone else, which in turn helps us. Now, we can take other devotions and we can direct them to the souls in purgatory, thereby doubling their power at the very least. Now, I want to run through some of these different ways in which the devotion to the souls in purgatory completes these other devotions, and to show you how superior it is. Now, all of this is from this amazing book that I recently found. I'm going to keep posting it in these next few videos, so you can check it out if you want to buy it yourself. So first of all, when it comes to praying for the souls in purgatory and offering masses for them, and the sufferings of our Lord Jesus or the Stations of the Cross, what's the purpose of those? The purpose of those is to bring people to heaven. So when we pray for the souls in purgatory and we bring people to heaven, we are completing what those are for. So we are, in a sense, fulfilling the desire of Jesus in the greatest way possible by bringing people to heaven in that final step. When it comes to praying for the souls in purgatory, Mary is Queen of Heaven. So what greater way to please the Blessed Mother than to pray for souls in purgatory that loved her and had a great love for her and that she loved intensely? We are doing the single greatest thing that gives the most honor and pleasure to the Blessed Mother. Same with St. Michael the Archangel. If you have a devotion to St. Michael the Archangel, he's the Prince of Purgatory. There is no greater homage that we can do for him than by praying for the souls in purgatory and delivering them and doing that work. And he himself will reward us for the things that we do for the souls in purgatory. When it comes to the angels or your guardian angel, think about this. Every single soul in purgatory has and had a guardian angel. So whenever you pray for them and you deliver them, not only do you gain the soul in purgatory as an intercessor, you gain their angel as well. Their guardian angel becomes yours. So right now, you are surrounded by all the souls in purgatory and all their guardian angels that you have helped. That, my friends, is a profound realization. As well as the angels, if you have a devotion to the angels, every single person that goes to heaven goes to a particular choir of angels designated by God. Remember the church teaching that that all the spaces that were left empty by the fallen angels, we will fill. And we will fill different levels of angels. So whatever is a particular choir of angels that soul in purgatory is going to go fill, when you pray for those souls in purgatory, the choir of angels that is particularly interested in them, they will see that. And they will intercede for you on your behalf. Now, when it comes to the saints, it's the same thing. Think about this. All of us have a great love for different saints. There are saints that we have a special relationship with. When you pray for different people in purgatory, those people's saints will see that. And even saints that you never heard of, or saints that you didn't have a devotion to, or saints that you didn't even like for whatever the reason, but you will see that they will see you're helping their devotees, and they will pray for you in a more particular way. So you see that praying for the souls in purgatory is by far the most superior devotion that we can have, because it completes all the devotions and fulfills all of them.